story, the power play. We could have something there that, you know, how the big empire come there, big, smiling, you know, they're like a Hollywood star, visiting these Nordic people. Kind of simple, innocent, in a way, common sense people, which the Nordic people are. But here they are, and they adore that empire. Which they learned about from the Hollywood movies and what they see on your channels. And of course, these important, big, smiling, toughest in the world leaders come over and want to meet me. Ooh. So that's how it is. And then these, you know, big folks over there in the empire, they decide then, as the story goes, that they need to crush that other empire, as it seems, or the other country which has become a competitor. It's becoming so successful and it's so large. And they even have military that, oops, it's not threatening our wonderful, fantastic, greatest in the world military, of course. But we need to curb them and cut them down and, if possible, cut them apart into smaller pieces that are easier to manage. And we can then easier put our own approved leaders in charge of those regions. That would be a good idea. So they know very well how to get those small country leaders up there, also in the north, but all over the Middle Kingdom there, Midgard, and they, of course, accept that reality. It's easy to create a reality in the minds of people, and they live in that reality, which is that here we are, the good ones, the empire. We're always good, no matter what we do, because, you know, truth prevails in the end anyway, and the end justifies its means, and all of that. So they make this deal, and you know, your people, they won't understand this, but you understand it because you are, so, you know, you're the leaders. So sometimes we have to be practical. So we have a meeting behind closed doors. Our people here from the Empire Defense League or whatever, and International Defense League, driven by the Empire and started by the Empire. And, you know, you were neutral long enough. Sometimes if you don't take a side, then you're on the other side, and, you know, that's soft, smooth talking. So they sign up on that. And also, you know, by the way, we can have this deal here, 17 military bases that you allot for us. And there's another paper, but, okay, is that the alliance or is that your country? It's basically the same, you know, but just to keep you safe. We have a military here protecting you. And then later, they change their minds. The new leaders elected them and say, you know, we're not, whatever. The people here, it's a democratic country, we never had any election about this, or not even in the parliament. And then the empire people, and they start, they're not smiling, looking so Hollywood cute anymore, but they're looking Hollywood heavy killer hero instead. And they said, now, well, you know, we signed the agreement, it's between our country and your country. And there is a, you know, time span here, we call it. It's a 50-year agreement, something like that. I'm sorry, but we have to break it this way. You know, they're getting a little, and the other guy is getting tougher and bigger. And someone steps forward and says, oh, we're going to stop this. No, look here, you know, international law. And the guy gets heavier, saying, you are not allowed to even see what we bring in and out of those camps, those areas. You can consider them our country. That's what this contract actually says, if you look at it closer. And they realize, whoops,